Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Wednesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. We got a great show for you guys today. Really excited about this one. We're going to give out all of our favorite bets today in college football. My favorite that I like, my favorite underdog, over, under, outright winner, getting all that good stuff. A couple games that I really do like on the slate this week. Also, we'll dive into more of the games on the Week 8 NFL slate. Yesterday, we looked at half the games. Today, we will dive in to the other half. Kate Constable going to join us in the show for Model Making Money, and then we'll dive into the futures market today, look at a little NFL MVP, look at some Heisman Trophy as well before we wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. Got another NHL for you pick for you guys tonight. With that being said, they haven't faced a defense anywhere in the same area code as Notre Dame. And look, maybe in years past, they catch Notre Dame sleeping a little bit. Not this year. Notre Dame obviously can't afford another loss, or they're going to miss out on the college football playoff, with one of their losses already being to Northern Illinois. And Navy's undefeated. I mean, they got a chance to make the college football playoff in their own right. So this game's going to be at MetLife Stadium. It's going to be a great crowd. I expect a lot of Navy fans to show up. Obviously, Notre Dame will have some good fans as well. I think Navy's going to have a tough time moving the ball against this Notre Dame defense, who is going to be absolutely ready. Their coach will make sure that they're ready to go for this game. On the flip side, we know that Notre Dame's offense for much of the year has struggled as well. I think Navy's going to be able to get some stops. So give me the under 52.5 in Notre Dame and Navy. The favorite that I like the best this week. Boy, I loved to fade them last week, but this week I'm going to be backing them. Give me Texas minus 18.5 against Vanderbilt. It's so funny how one week can change the perception around everybody. I mean, so many people were in my comments last week talking about how Texas was absolutely going to kill Georgia. How'd that work out for you? Well, now it feels like everybody is all of a sudden having second opinions about Texas. They don't want to bet Texas anymore, but this is the game where you want to bet Texas. I tried to tell you guys last week, getting Georgia as an underdog is just a terrible spot for whoever's got to deal with Georgia as an underdog. It also doesn't help that Quinn Ewers might still be a little bit banged up, and having a non-mobile quarterback going up against Georgia's defense is a big issue. But for all the reasons that everybody liked Texas going into that game last week against Georgia is all the same reasons that you should like them this week going up against Vanderbilt. And a lot of people are going to side with the dog in this matchup, because obviously Vanderbilt's been incredible as an underdog this season. They beat Virginia Tech outright as 2-touchdown dogs. They nearly upset Missouri in overtime as 3-touchdown dogs. And then obviously beat Bama outright and Kentucky outright as well. Vanderbilt's been one of the best underdogs I've honestly seen in the last 10 or 20 years. And now they get another shot at a huge upset against Texas. But Vanderbilt, again, because we're at this point in the season, Vandy's ranked, and Texas is well aware of the teams that they've upset and who they've played tough, I think they're going to have Texas's full attention. And you're getting Texas off of that bad game against Georgia. You're getting off of a loss when they're pissed off and they want to get back to the team that we saw the first six games of the season. So I like Texas here. I think a lot of people are going to be down on them from what we saw against Georgia. But that's Georgia, folks. This isn't quite what they're going to be facing on Saturday. Their defense and their front seven, I think, is going to really give Vanderbilt's run game a difficult time. Give me Texas, -18.5 against Vanderbilt. The underdog that I like the best this week, give me the Washington Huskies +6.5 against Indiana. Yes, I'm going to bet against one of America's teams right now in the Indiana Hoosiers. And I love Kurt Cignetti. How can you not? He's an awesome coach. He wins everywhere he goes. He kept JMU rolling into a powerhouse. And now in year one with Indiana, I mean, this was a team that was projected to be one of the worst teams in the Big Ten. And now here they are undefeated, not only with the chance to make the college football playoff, but with a chance to win the Big Ten as well. The reason I like this game, though, is because before last week when Indiana played Nebraska, we were all kind of skeptical. Most people were skeptical on if Indiana was for real. They really hadn't played anybody. They were getting Nebraska off of a bye. Nebraska's obviously got a very good defense. Indiana was only 6.5-point favorites in that game. Well, Indiana beats Nebraska by about 50. And now, coming into this week, everybody thinks Indiana's for real. Now the hype around Indiana is really starting to pick up, and we're starting to hear the college football playoff talk, and we're starting to hear the Big Ten talk. We're starting to look at Indiana's schedule down the stretch and what possibly could be lurking up ahead with that road trip to Columbus and Ohio State. College Game Day is visiting Bloomington this week. There's just a lot of hype right now around this Indiana program, and they're laying 6.5 points against Washington this week, the same number that they laid last week against Nebraska. You don't think everybody that laid 6.5 last week with Indiana is going to be on them again? You don't think everybody that took Nebraska last week is going to be scared off to fade Indiana again? All the money's coming in on Indiana in this game. This line is at 6.5. They're daring you to lay the 6.5, thinking Indiana's won every game this season by 14 or more points. Even with the backup quarterback, surely they can continue to roll and they can win this game by at least 7 points. Indiana's 6-1 against the spread this season. Everything is absolutely pointing towards Indiana continuing to roll in this game. I think everybody was on Nebraska last week thinking that was the game to bet Indiana, but a lot of people are going to be scared off, not me. I'm going to take Washington in this matchup. Keep in mind, Kurt Cignetti, the head coach for Indiana last year, had James Madison undefeated. They were 9-0, and then College Game Day came to town. They lost outright to Appalachian State, and now here we go again. Indiana is undefeated. They're at home. College Game Day is coming to town. Give me Washington plus points. Think there's a good chance they upset Indiana as well. And then the outright winner that I love this week, it's the stinkiest line of the week in college football. Number 11 and undefeated BYU is on the road in Orlando this week, taking on UCF. UCF is 3-4 this season. Not only is BYU 7-0 straight up, they're 7-0 against the spread. BYU opened as 2.5-point favorites in this game, and now UCF is 1.5-point favorites in this game. Folks, the line is telling you that UCF's going to win this game. You got an undefeated, ranked team that's a perfect 7-0 against the spread going up against a 3-4 UCF team that's unranked, and UCF's favored to win the game. It's my favorite bet of the week. UCF, I would absolutely take them against BYU. All right, let's talk some NFL here on Send It In. The Baltimore Ravens, 9-point favorites this week at the Cleveland Browns, a total of 44.5. Another game that we have seen some line movement on. The Ravens, after their win against Tampa, opened back up as 11.5-point favorites, and then that went down to 10.5, and then yesterday, we saw a ton of money come in on the Browns, and now the Browns are down to 9.5-point dogs. Jameis Winston, it is confirmed, is going to be the starter for the Cleveland Browns this week. Folks, one of my favorite bets of the week in the NFL, it's going to be the first half under in this Ravens and Browns game at 21.5. I'm a Ravens fan. I know how these games go in Cleveland. These 1 p.m. starts. Lamar tends to always struggle early on in the games in Cleveland, and then he picks it up in the second half. I think the under is the play to go in the first half of this game. You got the Ravens coming off a couple of dominant offensive performances, right? The last 4 weeks, the AFC Offensive Player of the Week has been Lamar, Derrick Henry, Lamar, Derrick Henry. They just traded back and forth. The Ravens look like the best offense in football. They're going on the road, though, and they're playing a very good Browns defense that obviously sees Lamar twice a year. The Ravens are going to get off to a slow start in this game. Obviously, the Browns are the only offense in football that has not scored more than 20 points this season. I think the Ravens score and maybe pull away and potentially cover this spread late. I think I would look towards the Browns plus 9, but first half under 21.5. Absolutely love it between the Ravens and the Browns. One of my favorite teaser legs of the week is going to be the Chargers minus 1.5 against the Saints. Jesse Minter did an unbelievable job when he was with Jim Harbaugh at Michigan, and he's showing us more of the same as his defensive coordinator with the Chargers. He's going up against a young quarterback in Spencer Rattler, who made a ton of mistakes against Tampa and then did not look good at all against Denver. You're getting the Chargers off of a loss. I expect this to be a low-scoring, ugly game. Wouldn't lay the 7.5 with the Chargers, but again, love them in a teaser, and I would look at the Saints team total under at 15.5 points. I don't see the Saints scoring more than 16 points, so I like that team total under. Chargers in a teaser as well. Give me the Seahawks plus 3.5 against the Buffalo Bills. One of those games that you might want to wait to see the injury report. DK Metcalf is questionable. Obviously, Seattle's best receiver. That's going to be an important piece in this matchup against Buffalo. For me, though, betting Seattle is all about the number in this game. If you flip this game and Seattle was at Buffalo, what this line is telling you is that the Bills would be 7.5-point favorites, right? You give 2 points for home field, so on a neutral, it'd be Bills minus 5.5. You put it back in Buffalo, it'd be 7.5. Well, we just saw Buffalo last week play Tennessee at home, and they were 8.5-point favorites. You're telling me the Bills were 8.5-point favorites against Tennessee, but if they played Seattle this week, they'd be 7.5-point favorites? That doesn't make any sense at all. I like Seattle. Pure numbers play. Give me the plus 3.5 with the Seahawks. I also like the Bears and the Commanders in this game. I mean, it's going to be a great game to watch. Obviously, it's tough to know who to bet until we find out the status of Jaden Daniels. He is not practicing today, so even though that hasn't officially ruled him out, it does make it less likely that he is going to suit up on Sunday. No real thoughts for me in that game. Would love to see Jaden versus Caleb Williams and see Jaden Daniels go up against that Bears defense. That's going to be a pass for me. Panthers and Broncos is also going to be a pass for me. I don't know how you can bet Carolina right now, but on the same side, how can you ever bet Bo Nix as a 9-point favorite? So that is a stay-away game if I've ever seen it. Chiefs minus 10 at the Raiders. Again, another tough game to bet. Kansas City laying 10. Obviously, the news of DeAndre Hopkins joining them is going to help their offense. They're quite depleted at receiver. The Raiders are a mess offensively as well. It does feel like the Raiders once a year play Kansas City really tough, whether it's in Vegas or in Arrowhead. It feels like there's always one game every year where Kansas City keeps it close. Last year, they upset the Chiefs on Christmas Day. I'm not saying they're going to pull the upset, but look, Kansas City is undefeated. At some point, somebody's going to trip them up. I don't know if it's the Raiders, but man, getting 10 points in a divisional game, that is quite a lot. I like Dallas plus the 4.5 on Sunday night against San Francisco. The Niners are just so banged up right now. No McCaffrey, no Ayuk, Debo Samuel's dealing with pneumonia, and Brock Purdy's going to have to play hero ball. George Kittle's banged up as well. We know when San Francisco's got all their weapons and they're fully healthy, they're as good as it gets in the NFL. But when they have injuries, especially multiple injuries to their offense, and Brock Purdy's got to do it himself and kind of has to elevate everybody else around him, that's when you start seeing the turnovers, and that's when San Francisco starts struggling. Dallas is coming off a bye week. The one thing that does worry me about this game is just the fact that San Francisco owns Dallas. They own Dak Prescott. So I understand if that would keep people away from the Cowboys, and obviously they're dealing injuries with themselves, there is maybe a chance that we could see Micah Parsons this week. I just feel like this line's probably going to close at 4, 3.5. So I think at 4.5, you're getting a good number on Dallas. I would take them plus the points. And then Giants and the Steelers on Monday night. I like the Giants plus the 6.5. The Giants are one of those teams I do not like betting them at home. They are unwatchable at home. Their offense is always terrible. Daniel Jones always plays terrible at home. But when you get them on the road, that's when the Giants look much better. They're 2 wins this season. They were big underdogs to Seattle. and Cleveland on the road. And now here they are again as big underdogs on the road against the Steelers. I think the Giants can keep this within the number. I'll take New York plus the points. All right, a promo here from our friends at BetMGM. We've all had our first touchdown bet vultured or called back before. With BetMGM's Pro Football Second Chance, we're giving you a second chance on first touchdown bets this season. You can place any first touchdown, score a wager, and if your player doesn't score first but scores second, get your entire stake back in cash. No opt-in required. How does it work? You place a pregame straight first touchdown score bet in any NFL game. If your player scores the first touchdown in the game, you win your wager as normal. If your player scores the second touchdown in the game, you'll get your stake back in cash. Only straight bets apply to second chance. Any wager using a bonus bet or reward token is ineligible for the campaign. All right, let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with Kate Constable joining us here on a Wednesday. Kate, great to see you again. Saw you this morning on Daily Tip with Chelsea. Great to have you back. What are the five-star plays that BetQL has for us today?
Hey, PJ. Yeah, you just can't escape me today. Five-star plays for the BetQL model in the NBA tonight. Loves the Cavs, -6.5. Cavs are on the road. They're in Toronto facing the Raptors. But the Raptors have already ruled out a number of players. No RJ Barrett playing tonight. The travel situation, it's always tough to go into Canada for teams traveling into Canada to play at Toronto because you have to go through customs. You know, that takes a while. This is the first game of the season. There's no game that they're coming off of. They're not flying from the West Coast over to the East to go to Toronto. So that's not an issue. I agree with the model here. I would certainly lay the points with the Cavs tonight. 6.5, I probably wouldn't go much higher than this if it continues to climb because it opened at 6. But at 6.5, I think this is a great play. Five-star play from the model on the Cavs tonight.
All right, so the BetQL model is on the Cavs tonight. Kate, what about yourself? What are some of your favorite bets from NBA opening or from NBA day two in the regular season?
Opening night for all of these teams,
there
right? I mean, not
yeah.
the traditional opening night, but for the teams playing tonight, yeah, I like the Suns on the road. They're in LA facing the Clippers. Clippers are without Kawhi Leonard to start the season. No Paul George. He's over in Philly to start for this full season. And the Suns are fully healthy, right? Like, that's the big knock on the Suns throughout the season is that they can't stay healthy. Well, game one, everyone's going to be playing tonight. And I love the pickup of Tyus Jones at point guard that they have this offseason. I think that solidifying their point guard position is huge because you had Bradley Beal playing some last year. You had Devin Booker playing some. Neither of those players are true point guards. They want to play off the ball. And Tyus Jones taking over at point guard gives them the opportunity to do that. He also takes care of the ball at an extremely high rate. So I think the Suns are the better team tonight. It's hard early on in the season, PJ, because we don't have like a ton of statistics to go off of like, you know, defensive rating. This team is, you know, top five in this or top five in that. But to start the season, I'm just kind of going off of talent, right? And who I think are the better teams. And in this situation, I think the Suns are a significantly better team. So I'll lay the five with them on the road.
All right, I like it. Oh, we saw a really good team last night, the Boston Celtics, Kate. They look like they are definitely on track to repeat this season. Who's the team that you think best equipped to prevent Boston of going back-to-back this season?
Yeah, if Boston shoots like that, night in and night out, there isn't any team that can prevent them from going back-to-back. I mean, they were absolutely unbelievable. They're not going to hit that many threes every night. So if there is a team or two, I think the Oklahoma City Thunder in the West are a team that can compete with Boston for the title. They have the defenders to match up around the perimeter, which is extremely important. And they have the scoring output to match some of that. Again, not quite as much if Boston's hitting that many threes. I also think Minnesota, despite losing last night, they really didn't look all that great last night. I wasn't impressed whatsoever, but this is game one of 82, and you're integrating a few new players in Dante DiVincenzo and Julius Randle, so you'd expect that offense for Minnesota to take a little while to get going and just those players learning how to gel and play together. So once Minnesota figures it out, I still think that they are going to be a very tough team to beat this year and could be one of those teams that competes with Boston and is maybe able to slow them down at reaching a back-to-back title.
Yeah, Boston looked really good last night. As you mentioned, 29 for 61 from three-point range, tied an NBA record. Kate, what about college football? Week 9, we got a really good slate this week, 4 top 25 matchups. Anything that jumps out at you?
Yeah, PJ, I'm going to go with the Friday night game. I was just doing a little write-up on this for BetQL.com, so you can head over there and check this out. But I'm going to go with Ashton Jeanty to score a touchdown. And not just any touchdown, because if you take Ashton Gentry, Boise State's running back, to score a touchdown against UNLV, depending on where you look, an anytime touchdown is anywhere from -3,333 to -1,100. So, like, no value whatsoever in that. But to score the first touchdown of the game, he's +275. And BetMGM right now is pricing Boise State to be the first team to find the end zone at -150, UNLV at +105. So the books think that Boise State is going to score first in this matchup. Well, who's the best player on Boise State's team? Who are they looking towards play in and play out? That's Ashton Gentry. So you can get him for the first touchdown in Boise State, UNLV on Friday night for +275. I think that's some decent value. So I have placed a wager on Ashton Gentry to score the first touchdown on Friday night.
I like your creative bet, but some good value there with Gentry to find the end zone first. Can't wait for that game on Friday night. Kate, real quick, what about the NFL? Any bets that you like for week 8?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Rams, do some shopping, make sure you can still get that +3 on Thursday night against the Vikings. I mean, as good as the Vikings have been this season, they've kind of been on the decline just a little bit. We've seen some hiccups here and there. They are coming off their first loss, so obviously going to be motivated to avenge that loss. But going on the road on a short week, and teams that have, there's a trend going on right now, teams that have played the Lions are in their game immediately following. They are forced 0-4 against, and it's not just like they're losing, you know, the next week by a field goal or two. I mean, the Rams lost to the Lions in week 1. Next weekend by the Cardinals, they lost by 31. The same thing happened with the Buccaneers. The very next weekend, they lost by 19. The Cardinals lost to the Lions. Following weekend, they lost to the Commanders by 28. Not saying Minnesota is going to lose by that significant of a margin, but I think this is going to be a tougher game than maybe the public thinks with how Minnesota has played so far. So I'm going to take the Rams on Thursday Night Football at +3.
Should be a good one. Kate Constable joining us here on Send It In. Great stuff as always. Kate, have a great rest of your day. Good luck on all the bets.
Thanks, PJ. We'll see ya.
Sounds good. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, time for a little glass ball now. And let's talk some NFL MVP. Obviously been a big topic of discussion this week. Lamar Jackson right now, the favorite to win his third MVP. He's +250 over at BetMGM, followed by Patrick Mahomes at +400. Josh Allen at +550. You got Jared Goff, who a lot of people like right now, +700. Stroud, 11-1. Burrow, Jordan Love, Jaden Daniels at 14-1 as well. All signs are pointing to Lamar winning his third in a row. He's on a different planet right now than every other quarterback. He's been absolutely unbelievable. 1,800 passing yards this season, 15 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, also 455 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns. Lamar's on pace to throw for 4,000 yards and like 35 touchdowns and also run for 1,000 yards. It's insane. And obviously having Derrick Henry behind him is helping that offense explode. You would expect the Ravens to regress a little bit at some point, but man, Lamar just keeps getting better and better and better. The rightful favorite right now. Two other guys that I would look at currently, Josh Allen being one of them at +550. He was my bet in the preseason. Josh Allen's got 12 passing touchdowns this year and 0 interceptions. And now they've given him a really good receiver in Amari Cooper. Now, at some point, you would expect Allen to turn the ball over. But again, I think right now what helps Josh Allen is the fact that if the Bills keep winning, if they win their division, and potentially if they get a top 2 or 3 seed in the AFC, I think a lot of people are going to look at the evolution of Josh Allen, the fact that he's taking care of the football this year. The Bills are winning games because of him. Here's my problem, though, with Buffalo, is they haven't really beaten a good team this season. Their 2 losses are to the Ravens and the Texans. Their wins are against the Titans, the Jags, Jets, Dolphins, and Cardinals. Every team they've beaten this year has a losing record. So Josh Allen's amongst the favorites to win MVP, but he's got to start beating some good teams. The other guy would be Joe Burrow for me at 14-1. The Cincinnati Bengals are doing what the Cincinnati Bengals do. They get off to a hot start, and then October hits. We start to go towards November, and the Bengals start to hit their stride. Now, the last 2 weeks, Cincinnati's offense has started to struggle a little bit, and the defense has actually been the reason why they have won their last 2 games. But I expect Burrow and the offense to start to pick it up again. And I like the narrative of Cincinnati starting slow, them getting hot. Man, if they somehow catch the Ravens to win the AFC North, like right now the Bengals are +650, +700 to win the AFC North. Might be a better bet to take Burrow at double the price to win MVP They win the division and catch Lamar, Burrow's definitely going to be favored to win the AFC North over Lamar. So maybe betting Burrow to win MVP could be a better look than winning the division. And then also real quick, Heisman Trophy. Kate was just talking about Ashton Jeanty at plus 200. If you think Boise is going to run the table the rest of the season and go undefeated, and just have the one loss to Oregon, which is aging better and better as the season goes on. They only lost that game by 3. Jeanty's probably going to continue to put up monster numbers. I think Jeanty's probably going to win the Heisman Trophy, and a lot of it just is because everybody else is kind of eliminating themselves from the conversation, right? Like Quinn Ewers, after his performance for Texas, he's gone. Carson Beck won a big game against Texas, but he's turning the ball over way too much. Jalen Milroe suffered another loss. He's out of the conversation. It just feels like right now, everybody at the top of the leaderboard, like Cam Ward, he's got the stats right now, but Miami can lose to anybody on any given week. Dylan Gabriel's towards the top, but it just feels like the quarterback on the number one team in the country right now. Jeanty's a clear favorite. His stats are going to be insane. I think Boise's got to make the college football playoff, though, for Jeanty to win the award, which I think maybe opens this award up to some potential long shots. Two quarterbacks I would keep my eye on: Garrett Nussmeier, the quarterback for LSU, and Drew Aller, the quarterback for Penn State. Both guys have two massive games upcoming in their next two matchups. You got LSU with Texas A&M on the road this week, and then they have a bye week before taking on Alabama and Baton Rouge, and then Drew Aller and Penn State are at Wisconsin this week, and then a showdown next week at home against Ohio State. If you like LSU to win their two games against A&M or Bama, or you like Penn State to win their two games against Wisconsin or Ohio State, I would look at both of those quarterbacks, because Jeanty at the end of the day is a group of five running back. And even though he is incredible, and even though he's going to put up video game numbers, like if there's a quarterback of a power four school that's in the national championship hunt, and their team is playing for an SEC title or Big Ten title, and they perform well in these big matchups, they're going to get the benefit of the doubt. So if you're a believer in LSU or Penn State, you think Nussmeier, you think Drew Aller is going to have big games over the next couple weeks, then I think both of those guys, 35-1 and 40-1, could be worth a bet. But man, I didn't think Jeanty had any chance at this award, but he absolutely is the rightful favorite right now. And it'd be awesome to see Jeanty win the award, because he might just be the best player in college football, him and Travis Hunter, this season. All right, let's wrap the show. PJ's plays here on Send It In. Let's go with the prop block for today. Josh Hart hit for us last night. No three-pointer, plus 140, easy cash. Back to the NBA tonight. Zion Williamson over 22.5 points against the Chicago Bulls. It's real simple. It's the beginning of the season. It's game number one for the Pelicans. This is the healthiest we're going to get Zion all season. And if this is the healthiest that we're going to get Zion, there's a good chance that he plays very well tonight, and he looks like the Zion we all know that he can be. Only 22.5 points tonight for him going up against the Chicago Bulls. I like the matchup for him. Give me Zion over 22.5 points is my prop block tonight against the Bulls. Dog of the day is going to be the Philadelphia Flyers plus 125 against the Caps. Only game in the NHL tonight. Last night, Washington beat Philadelphia in Philly. And now tonight, the Flyers go to D.C. and take on the Caps. I think it's going to be pretty tough to beat a team twice in a 24-hour span. So I'll take the Flyers tonight. They gave up two shorthanded goals yesterday to Washington. As long as they just play 5-on-5 hockey tonight, I think they're going to be okay. Give me the Flyers plus 125. And then my best bet tonight is going to be the Grizzlies Jazz under at 228.5. I'm a little worried about taking the Grizzlies on the spread just because they have a ton of guys coming back from injury. They got Zach Edey coming into the fold. So I'm a little worried about how they're going to play. But their defense with Marcus Smart and Edey and Jaren Jackson Jr. is going to be elite this season. Utah is going to be one of the bottom five teams in the NBA. I think it's going to be a lower scoring game. So I'll take the under 228.5. in Grizzlies and Jazz. Once again, Zion Williamson over 22.5 points is my prop lock. Give me the Flyers plus 125 is my dog of the day. And Grizzlies Jazz under 228.5 is going to be my best bet. Thanks again to Kate Constable for joining the show today. Tomorrow, Caroline Fenton joins us to preview Week 9 in college football. We'll see you guys then.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.